Well, everyone is proud of their practice, and everyone is trying to do the best they can to promote it. But our guest coming up on PT Talker did something really unique, very special. I'll tell you all about it when we come back for the next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Well, as promised, this is Jeff Worrell back for another episode of PT Talker. I want to thank everyone for joining us. Boy, is the word getting out. We were just recognized as one of the top 13 podcasts in the world of physical therapy to make sure you subscribe to. So we appreciate that recognition. And joining us on the line today is another expert in the world of physical therapy, Dr. Michael Nula. He is the owner of Elite Physical Therapy in Rhode Island, 5 clinics. Michael, that has got to keep you hopping.
You know it. Yeah.
Yeah. You probably don't know if you're coming or going sometimes, but congratulations on that success. I understand those 5 clinics, your first one you opened in 2002. That's really not that long. Tell us just a little bit about your background. I know you are the recipient of some pretty prestigious awards, including the Best Physical Therapy Practice in 2009.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. We were fortunate enough when I started the practice in 2002, and then each year we've had tremendous growth. That I always attribute to attracting great people. We've got, you know, just a fantastic group of people that are passionate about what they do. They're dedicated professionals and they're talented. And people notice that kind of stuff. And, coming to work every day is definitely not just a job. So, you know, we've been able to make some noise and do some great things and get noticed. And, probably the thing that we're most excited about was when Advance Magazine recognized us in 2009 as best PT practice in the country. That was definitely exciting.
Yeah. That is a big deal. As a matter of fact, we've had some previous winners on PT Talkers, so I know that it is that's a great award, brings your facility a lot of recognition, helps everybody involved with your organization to feel good about what they're doing. So congratulations there. Now, you also had a real quick before we get into the meat of our topic today, but the Providence News, you won a Business Excellence Award. I bring that up really for our listeners because I think it's really important that practice owners continue to get involved locally, too, not just within your peer group, but locally. And so tell us a little bit about how that award came about.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we were nominated by Providence Business News. We had just gotten on the radar in the state for, you know, a lot of the good things that we've been doing. And, word of mouth travels. And so upon being nominated, we had to go through a pretty extensive application process. And the thing I'm probably most proud about is we went up against other business sectors. So we went against the tech business sector, the education, banks, et cetera, and then we were selected for a Business Excellence Award among that group. So, you know, not only is it a fantastic award as a physical therapy practice, but just in the business community, it's tremendous because, it really communicates nicely to a broad audience, like, hey, we're here, we do a great job, and allows us that opportunity to enlighten people that still don't know what physical therapy is. So it was great.
Right. Right. So I guess, the key point there is the amount of recognition that your 5 clinics received had to have been tremendous, but it's also rewarding to know that you were competing against probably organizations that could have been twice, maybe 3 times larger than your group.
That's right. You know, and in fact, last year's recipient of that Business Excellence Award was Alex and Ani, and they've now gone global. They're the popular kind of eco-friendly jewelry company where, you know, all the Hollywood stars are being noticed for wearing that jewelry, and that company was founded in Rhode Island. So to follow in their footsteps and get an award that they won, you know, was further, impressive. So, yeah.
Well, let's move on here then a little bit. One of the reasons that we've asked you to participate in this edition of PT Talkers, just because you just are out there. You're doing some things at the local level, at the regional level, the national level, with the American Physical Therapy Association. You've got your hands in a lot of pots. I want to just make sure our listeners understand that somehow, some way, you were able to talk your way into, or you caught the ear of the staff of Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, a distinguished senator from Rhode Island, obviously, but he came to your facility so that you could speak to him about Medicare. Tell us a little bit about what that visit meant to your ability to kind of lobby for what's going on in healthcare today.
Sure. I want to believe, like other practice owners out there and even physical therapists in general, a lot of us are kind of with that attitude, like watching, waiting, seeing what's going to happen with some of the things that are being discussed with Medicare. Will there be changes? If so, what will they be? And, I just sort of employed and applied my attitude and philosophy that I have in patient care in being like proactive and like preventative care, all the things that we teach our patients, and kind of applied that to running my practice and also being active in the profession. I thought to myself, we've got to speak up. We can't just sit back and hope that someone else is advocating for the profession and helping out to make sure that conditions are going to be good for physical therapists in general. So I had this idea, like if I could invite someone that's influential, that's passionate about healthcare, truly is dedicated to, making healthcare good quality, that's in the political arena, have them actually come here on location where we could just sit, talk. I could give them a tour, introduce them to not only our talented physical therapists, but professional staff and patients, that it really opened the door to, only good. So we worked with the American Physical Therapy Association's public relations department, and probably it took almost 6 months to finally schedule that office visit, because as you can appreciate, the senator is very busy. So, yeah. But when we got the news that he was going to be making the visit, that we passed all the background checks and all the process was complete, we were thrilled. And the visit was supposed to be just about 20 to 30 minutes, and he hung out for about an hour. So it was really highly productive.
Yeah. Now, so what are some of the key things that you were able to bend his ear on, and what was his response? And, and you're right, we all kind of think about, wow, this stuff is so much bigger than just what one guy in Rhode Island could do. But were you able, do you think, to get some of your points across?
I definitely think so. My purpose really was just to have an opportunity to at least, teach, enlighten, and I had a theory that, he probably knows things on a very broad level, and here's an opportunity to get into some real details, so, I think I made a difference. I think we got into some great topics. We talked about just the subject of direct access, and how important and, helpful that can be to the entire healthcare system. And while he's aware of direct access and knows that it is legal in most states, he knows that it's been on the floor before to be discussed in terms of Medicare and other insurance companies to actually recognize it, to pay for it. But I don't think he really knew the full value of what direct access could do for the healthcare system. So we were able to get into that in great detail. And probably the biggest thing I was trying to just bring home on it was that we have an opportunity to help physicians at a time where now with the Affordable Health Care Act that's going through, there's going to be a ton of people that now have health insurance that didn't before. So they're going to be seeking a lot of care, particularly with their primary care doctors or seeking a primary care doctor. And these guys and gals are going to be very busy. So here's an opportunity to leverage physical therapists further and create a more direct line for people that are suffering from musculoskeletal problems and right. while still maintaining a collaborative care model with the physicians.
Yeah. Now, I have a couple questions. I'm not sure which one to ask you first. So let's talk about, has there been any follow-up? Can you point to anything that maybe resulted from that visit, or was it just that wasn't maybe the purpose? So maybe there's that question is a no.
No, we've been in communication. I've been in touch with a few of his aides and advisors in his office, and the American Physical Therapy Association actually contacted me directly to let me know that since that talk, his office has been in touch with them at least two or three times seeking information, because we also got to discuss some of the proposed cuts that may be coming down the pipeline, some of the ideas of maybe trying to simplify how PT is billing for services. And we got into some of those things and some of the inefficiencies that exist, but then also, you know, the real harm that can happen by cutting the profession with reimbursement. So to have that kind of follow-up already and where they're seeking and reaching and trying to get more information, you know, that's a really good indicator.
Yeah,
you know, that we
that's
got them
all
thinking.
Good. Yeah, that's got to be great. Yeah,
and that in itself, you know, I think is awesome. The fact that if you can just get someone to think more, or even just change a little bit of the way they're thinking, I think we've already made then an impression
right.
and made a difference. You know.
Yep. Absolutely. Got to agree with you. Yeah. Now we're almost out of time here, Michael. But I just want to quickly ask you, what's your take on how things are going in private practice right now? Maybe speak a little bit, are you bullish, bearish on private practice PT in your area right now?
Yeah, I think private practice in general, I think the climate is there's a lot of uncertainty and there's a lot of fear among practice owners and maybe even to some degree the physical therapists that work for them. So, you know, I've kind of had the attitude, though, you know, go out and get knowledge, go out and remain informed, go out and be an advocate. Get involved in your communities. Now is the time to step up and take some responsibility and just get out there, you know, because if we're just hiding under our rock or in our little bubble, watching, waiting, seeing, you know, we're just going to be the complete effect of anything that occurs. And, you know, this healthcare system is evolving right now. And, you know, we need to adapt. We need to get out there and figure out what we need to do to successfully adapt so that, you know, nothing negative happens. So, you know, I've, if anything, increased my efforts not only personally but within my whole team and put that challenge out. Like, now's the time to rise and do everything we can do to be experts in our field and show everybody. You know, I don't care if it's the general community, the political arena, Medicare, other insurance companies. They need to see that there's a lot of value in what we do and that we can help, you know, America be healthy. And
absolutely.
So.
And no one can accuse you of not being good at coming out from under that rock. So congratulations on all you've accomplished. We will definitely stay in touch with Michael Nula, who is the owner, Dr. Michael Nula, I should say, the owner of 5 Clinics in Rhode Island, Elite Physical Therapy. Again, Michael, thank you so much for taking your time to join us today on PT Talker.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Okay, so I want to remind everyone, it is always free to subscribe to PT Talker. Every week we bring you an expert and hopefully bring you some information that will help you to help someone get well today. And it's possible to hear previous episodes on iTunes, but our site is always at www.pttalker.com. This is Jeff Worrell saying thanks for listening.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.